This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Sharing this good energy. I'm so happy to be together. Thank you for coming out. And you know what I always need in the day? Interesting findings, good news, and life-affirming happenings. So let's do it. Let's hit the headlines. Alright, you know what that means. It is time for Drew's News, the magical good news snowflake that you catch on your tongue. And with me at the desk is my little snow angel, Rossi Ross Matthews.
That's right.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Snow angel.
Oh, my God.
Aren't those the best?
The best.
They really are. All right, well, let's get into some even better news. First up, we've got the perfect couchware collection for your next big streaming binge. Apartment Therapy reports that Netflix has partnered with Unhide to create a cozy line of throw blankets, robes, and ponchos. They're 100% cruelty-free and made from leftover fabrics. Ooh, upcycle. And you can slide from Netflix and chill right into Netflix and fall asleep on the couch.
See.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, hi, chill. Yeah. Cute.
Do you clap of hands? How many people know what chill means?
Yeah, you were all. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No, because does anyone clap of hands remember chill in the 80s and 90s was like, relax. Yeah, like. I want a Netflix and chill, but no, I want to chill the 90s style, which is just like to relax. And it was like, be mellow, man, chill.
Well, okay. So at the beginning of a relationship, you Netflix and chill, and then you just chill, you know?
You Netflix and couch potato.
Exactly. You just binge, but just on 90 Day Fiancé. That's what you do.
But I think people will, you know, definitely be excited for these blankies.
Oh, they going to chill, all right. We see you. You know, we love a really good holiday dinner debate, and we've got a hot one fresh out of the oven, and it comes from jolly old England. Except in this case, hold the jolly. The Mirror reports a woman says her brother-in-law and sister-in-law are hosting Christmas dinner, and they're charging a cover to come. Yes, even
what?
For family. She says, this woman says that she personally has hosted Christmas dinner in the past. She would never charge a cover. She offered, she said, I'll bring a meal, but they said they wanted cold, hard cash.
What?
Yes, and this woman's husband sides with the relatives.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute, uh-huh. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
They want to charge someone for coming over for a holiday dinner.
That's exactly what they want to do. Why? Can't we just kick it old school and do a potluck? Girl, why are you... Because what, are you going to have a bouncer next to the Jell-O mold to make sure that I didn't...
I mean, does anyone think this is a good idea? kind of like this gets me all. This really ruffles my feathers, Rossi.
I don't like it.
I
know. What would you say? I would just be like, well, I'll be at home. I'll zoom in. Do you charge for that?
I think it would bring out my rebellious side.
Totally.
I think I'd be like, really?
Uh-huh.
You want to charge me? And then I would say a bunch of things I can't say right now.
See you next year. Oh, we know what you're thinking. We know what you're thinking. You know what I do? I host my own and say, everyone, come to mine. It's free.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
Exactly. Well, next, we have a man who was no match for his local buffet's all-you-can-eat offer. Rossi, you love a buffet.
I love a buffet, and I feel very strongly about this story.
Okay, so Food & Wine reports a live streamer in China known as Mr. Kang is no longer welcome at Hadandi Seafood and Barbecue Buffet because he eats too much. Mm-hmm. The restaurant owner says he loses money every time Mr. Kang walks in the door. I wonder if Mr. Kang went to one of these families' parties and now that's why they're charging. Okay, so how much food are we talking here? One time he ate 8 pounds of prawn, which is approximately 300 prawns by our rough prawn math. You know, prawn math, it's sweeping the nation. I mean, all you can eat is a dare. What do you think, Rossi?
Well, listen to me, sir. I will represent you in court pro bono, okay? All you can eat means all you can eat, okay? I will approach the bench for you. Till my dying day, I will fight for this. Buffets mean buffet for a reason. You understand? So don't come at me. Don't tell me. Oh, you know, this gets me heated. I never get this upset about this, but you tell me all I can eat. Challenge accepted.
Well, it isn't all you can eat until I say so.
Yeah, that sign is too long. It's not as catchy.
Yeah.
And all you, it means all you can eat.
I'm doing it.
All right, next, we got a fuzzy wuzzy fashion trend this season. In Style Reports, the faux bucket hat, aka the Muppet hat. Do you know this? Well, it's showing up on heads everywhere.
No.
Check out Bella Hadid muppeting around New York City. What do you think, Drew, with this for you?
Well, I said no because I just didn't like the trend in the first place. But now seeing it on these girls, I really like it. So well, I guess, you know, a picture can change your mind.
Can you...
See, I don't look good. I guess we're not Bella Hadid, Ross.
Why do I look like a gay mushroom?
Why do I look like an 80s, like,
I don't
rejected...
know.
I don't know. Who am I trying to think of?
See, the thing is, you kind of look cute in yours. Sarah, I look like I'm on Mario Brothers.
I feel like I'm like a rejected kid in the Fat Albert game.
Yeah.
Like, this just doesn't work. All right.
Like,
no.
No. Can I see yours? Because it matches my outfit. Yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
Okay. Right, well, here's the thing. I mean, does anyone like these hats?
No. It wasn't the color. It wasn't the color.
By the way, you just turned into like a Blue's Clues character.
Oh my God, I did. Come on, kids.
Well, you can't win them all. We'll be right back.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Cheer. We've got the youngest member of our Drew crew. It's the Shirley Temple King himself, Leo Kelly.
How are you guys? How are you?
Oh, great. We're so happy you're here.
I'm so happy I'm here. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
How was your how was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Mine was great. And I had all of my daughter's family, which is my family, and we just had a blast. We spent 3 days together cooking and shopping and just merriment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right.
As soon as Thanksgiving is over in my family, we just go straight to Christmas.
Oh, totally.
I think, Ross, you like to do your Christmas tree like on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, last bite of turkey, and then I'm like, let's go, put up the tree.
I'm just like you. Yeah.
High five.
Leo, how was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was good. We hung out at my grandma's, watched football, had turkey, you know, all the Thanksgiving classics.
All the classics, all the trimmings.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's kick this off with a toast with our friendly Christmas cocktail. Leo, what have we got?
We have Santa's Hat Shirley Temple. Now you might be thinking, is this just an ordinary Shirley Temple? No, it's the Santa's Hat Shirley Temple.
Of course,
You start off with a normal Shirley Temple. If you don't know what that is, you've been living under a rock. Just kidding. You mix together ginger ale, a splash of grenadine, a bunch of ice, and of course, three cherries. So here's a Christmas twist. All you do is you take your glass and you dip it in some sort of like frosting or marshmallow cream. In this case, we're using marshmallow cream.
Ooh,
let's just get that rim all smothered in it.
Okay, got to get it all gooey.
Yep.
All right.
It's stuck.
It really did get stuck.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good adhesive. that Santa snow is going to stick right on. Is this coconut?
That is coconut. Yes, coconut flakes.
Oh, so we're going to roll it in the coconut, and then it sticks to the rim, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's like the fluffy part of Santa's hat.
Oh, cute.
Good.
Oh.
And then we get to drink the real one. Cheers, you guys.
Look, you guys, and this one looks like it's all done.
I love this. Oh, wait, and then Leo, don't forget that we put the candy cane in, and don't forget the maraschino cherries.
Of course not.
Right here. And then...
I love you, Leo. I love you, Rocky.
That's good.
That is so good.
I got my daily spiel when I go on the Drew Barrymore show, but whatever. It happens.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to adopt that. It happens.
Yep.
All right, well, while we sip on these, you want to do a little story with us?
Of course, I love to.
Okay, great. What do you think about this? Do you know who Martha Stewart is?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Who is she?
She's a chef, and my favorite thing that she cooks is cookies.
You know what? You're right. You are so right. Okay, well, Martha Stewart Living reports on a new study that says if you decorate your house for the holidays, you might seem friendlier to your neighbors. They say the lights, the deer, the snowmen, they all make it look like a friendly family lives inside. What do you think about this?
I actually believe that theory because... I actually believe that theory because whenever I'm on the bus on my way to school or back from school or I'm in my parents' car, I always see them going around like straight after Thanksgiving through November 1st. I see them popping up everywhere. And our town really goes out on Christmas decorations. And when I look at them, I think, wow, that person really took the time to decorate their house to make other people happy.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And then if I'm in a bad mood or I'm in a good mood, that just makes my day even better. What do you think?
Great.
That's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
It is. It's like a big welcome mat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either saying, I just want to visually present you with joy or come on in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And most of the time, it's come on in.
Well, we should test that theory, Leo. Let's just go knock on a bunch of doors and see what happens.
I'll do that.
Okay, well, we'll do it together. All right, listen, everyone's favorite Christmas villain, can we think of it? Guess? Yeah.
Grinch.
Grinch, yeah.
It's Grinch.
It's the Grinch. Architectural Digest actually reports that now you can take a vacation in the Grinch's lair. It's a rental in Boulder, Utah, carefully designed to look just like his cave. And the signs outside say, leave now and get lost, kind of the opposite of the welcome and come on in. And inside you'll find his furry green shoes and the fantastical organ. What do you think, Leo? Would you come on in or go away?
Well, on one condition, I'd come in, and I think you all might agree with me. As long as the Grinch is somewhere else, doesn't matter if it's the North Pole or somewhere else, he just needs to be out of there. If he's in a grumpy spirit, he needs to be out of there, because I do not want him going around ruining my Christmas, judging me
what to
do.
Preach.
I was paddle boarding, kayaking with my daughter Olive. We went to San Diego, and the guy literally goes, I was like, that's such a cool house. And he goes, oh, that's Theodore Geisel's house. I was like, Dr. Seuss? And he goes, yeah. And his wife owned a house up on the hill, because every holiday she would get so upset about the holidays that she would just go to the house on the hill and avoid everyone, and that was the inspiration for the Grinch.
Really?
Ooh. Yes, put
I
that in your...
I never knew. I would have never known.
I never knew that either.
Put that in your Architectural Digest article. Well, Leo, as always, we've been on this show together since the very beginning, and as long as we are here, I'd really like to be together. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Leo.
Cheers.
You're the greatest.
Well done, buddy.
Everybody, Leo Cowley. And if you'd like the recipe to Santa's hat, Shirley Temple, it's on our website, and we'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back. All right, everybody, our next guest is an enormously talented Golden Globe nominated actor who stars in West Side Story. Directed by none other than Steven Spielberg. Take a look.
I want to be unlike how I was. Because I was disappearing down a sewer and taking you and everything with me.
Donnie, you got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he heard ya.
I had time. Lots of it. Locked up like that. And for the first time ever, I took a look inside. And that was rough doing that. But I gotta stay with myself.
Traveled to chat with him. to his childhood theater camp, where he starred in a production of West Side Story almost 15 years ago. It's very full circle. He graces the screen with such talent and such presence. Not since Marlon Brando in On the Waterfront have I seen such a revelation. He is a triple threat. Ansel Elgort began at the very place that I'm about to take you to. Here is our on-location conversation with the incredible Ansel Elgort.
This is my first time back at Stage Door Manor in 10 years. I spent 7 summers here when I was between the ages of 10 and 17. It's really nostalgic. A little smaller than I remembered it, to be honest. Wow. And the ladders. Oh, hello. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming. I know it was a long ride.
I would have traveled to the moon for you. I can't take the end of the movie.
Oh my God, yeah, you saw the movie.
So yes.
You're seeing me a little bit as Tony?
a lot.
Well, I still see you in E.T., so.
You're Tony and I'm Gertie?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the perfect
those are good characters.
Bridge. Did Steven Spielberg change your life?
Yeah, definitely.
I just got off the phone with Steven. We had a long conversation about it, and I can't wait to get into it with you because it's so much more than a film. Here, let's get chairs. You had what I would think would be that perfect balance of growing up, learning, getting to be a kid, and then going out there in the world with a skill set and a developed mind.
I'm really, really fortunate and grateful that my parents like sent me to ballet school,
yes.
Sent me here. I was going to like private school when I was a little kid, but then I was like the worst student. And when I sort of was like clearly, you know, singing Fiddler on the Roof at Thanksgiving dinner and stuff like that, they were like, okay, maybe you're better at other things. And I begged, please take me out of that school. No problem. The amount
really?
Of support that, yeah, the amount of support that they've given me. It's just, so I'm so, so, so lucky. And coming here was a big part of that.
Well, and you did West Side Story when you were 12?
On this stage, yeah. I was action. So I sung Officer Krupke and, you know, kicked around a trash can and we were all like 12 years old. You know, dance at the gym, wearing the Converse, the whole thing.
How can you put into words that full circle moment of doing the film? What is the difference between 12-year-old you, Stage Door Manor, doing West Side Story, and 20-something-year-old you doing West Side Story with Steven Spielberg?
This place creates a professional atmosphere where everyone takes it really seriously, but then also everyone loves it. And the same thing on West Side Story, it's like, yes, it's a professional. It was a real professional atmosphere, but like no one is there because it's a job. Everyone is there because like this is our dreams coming true.
Everything changed when I worked with Steven. And I've developed this relationship with a camera like it's this friend. And I don't do things for the camera. It's just a part of the circle that we all need.
Being at Stage Door Manor, like there's a theatricality to what you do, and sometimes you actually do things for the audience. You know, they always say like, do it for the back row. So that was actually a big transition for me because working with Steven, sometimes I was doing things like almost for the camera and he'd be like, stop it. Because I would want to perform.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like movie time or just like you and me now, it's like, well, forget about the camera, just be real, let it get what it gets. And that's what, you know, Steven was preaching on West Side Story. I remember we were shooting Maria and same kind of thing. I was like, what can I bring to this? And I said, okay, let's try one. And I ran up the stairs, slid down the banister, did a turn, Maria, you know what I mean? So, and he was like, and the crew kind of was like, oh, that was good.
Right.
You like that? And Steven said, okay, I'm glad you got that out of your system. Because after lunch, when we come back, you're going to walk from there to there like a regular guy and just say the words and like as if, if we were walking down the street in New York City, you might see you and say, oh, that guy looks like he's having a good day, but nothing more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. Even with Steven Spielberg, you can fail and he'll catch you, which is nice.
He pointed out every time I failed, which was great.
I remember one time we were in the Rumble, take 3 or 4. I still hadn't done what Steven wanted. And he just came over to me, grabbed my hands and said, you're not bringing it. You're not bringing it. next take, boom, emotion, no problem. He knows.
But
he knows
that's
how to do it.
What we need. I love that we're in jobs that allow us to become completely different people from one second to another. I live for directors to come at me and help shape me, mold me.
Yeah.
George Clooney literally came up to me and goes, if you take your eyes off Sam Rockwell for one second, I'm cutting. One second. It was the best take I did in the whole movie. What scene did you go home and think, I totally didn't get that thing I wanted?
I sort of did that every night, but you know, you have to kind of accept that what you do is what you do. That's the only frustrating thing about movies, is that you don't get to go back and do it again. That's why I kind of want to do Broadway next or something like that.
So you get offered anything on Broadway that you want to go do next. What do you do? What's your dream play?
I love Guys and Dolls. I did it in high school, but you know, that was like four performances or eight performances or something. I'd like to do a long run of a show like that where you get to sing, you get to act.
You say in the film, I want to be unlike how I was in the first scene when we meet Tony. Is there anything you would like to be unlike yourself at some point in your life?
On West Side Story, there was a security guard, Muhammad, who out of nowhere came up to me and said, you're gonna need to find a rock to crack your ego on. There's like some Zen stuff, you know? And I'm like, nice to meet you, you know? I'm Ansel. He's like, I'm Muhammad. And then every time I'd see him throughout the movie, he'd say, have you found that rock yet? I'm definitely working on that.
Does your girlfriend and your mother and your father, are they some type of a rock?
Definitely, yeah, people you love. I also just think it's like a matter of perspective. My mother is a pretty great person, and she is loving to everyone and open to the world around her, and doesn't really have an ego, and so I definitely aspire to be like her. My father's ego is through the roof, but he's hilarious, so it's okay.
I heard he has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, he's the funniest guy. Also just, I feel like these days I've been coming more and more to realization. I've been seeing the world more from a bird's eye view. We're like actually, we're all kind of like meaningless, so it's ridiculous for you to put yourself on a pedestal and think you're special, or everyone is just as special as everyone else. Like Oklahoma, there's a line from Oklahoma. I won't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be damned if I ain't half as good. So, you know, we're all just as good as each other, but you know, no better, and that's it, that's the vibe.
When we come back, Ansel gives us the grand tour of Stage Door, right? Yeah, I know, I'm telling you, this is what he brings out in people. And he may or may not get me to dance. You're not gonna wanna miss this. We'll be right back.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We're going to continue our chat with West Side Story's Ansel Elgort on location at his childhood theater camp, and he's about to show us around. But first, he's going to show me some moves. And then it goes a little something like this. Take a look. Will you show me around your school?
Yeah, I have to show you something first, though, while we're here.
Show me first.
These red ladders, this is part of the Our Time Cabaret. The Our Time Cabaret was like the ultimate honor. If you were in the Our Time Cabaret, it meant that you could sing, you could dance, and you clearly loved performing. I have to show you the dance from Our Time Cabaret. This is the famous dance. It's called What a Country. Okay. So like you lift one foot and you shuffle the other. So like,
do you like how like the other leg just won't get up right now? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and now we go to the right. And now we go twice to the left.
Oh!
Did I tell you? I can't be cool.
Okay.
By the way, you just met the real me. Make your funniest face. That's your funniest face. No. There we go.
Okay, yours. Yeah, you've done more comedy than you, man.
You're the dancer, I'm the court jester. But there's a place for both of us.
Where should we go? We'll just take a walk around the camp, right?
So Natalie Portman went here. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Beanie Feldstein.
Yep.
Love
her. we were in the cabaret together. We were doing that dance together. Wow, I love this room. I love this place. This was the boys' dormitory. Can you guess what the name is?
What is it?
It's called Barrymore.
Don't play with me.
It's serious, it's called Barrymore. And I never put the two together, but it's actually, apparently it's named after you. Isn't that nuts? That's crazy, right? But there's no girls allowed in Barrymore, so you're not allowed to go inside.
Oh my God. Oh my God! Oh my God! I mean, I'm sorry, but like the Steven connection and the fact that you were in Barrymore.
Isn't that nuts?
And we're here together.
This was the first stage that I was on here. I was in Once Upon a Mattress and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yes.
And it was called The Kitty Show. Because,
the Kitty?
Yeah, because when you were, this show had kids playing leads. Then when you got to the other theaters, if you were like 11 years old, you wouldn't play a lead. Usually.
So how old are you here?
11 and 12.
And then when you're 12, you go over there and you do your West Side Story on that stage.
Yes. So okay. That was my first show out of the kiddie show.
How did you meet Violetta? Which, by the way, just sounds so Shakespearean and perfect. Where did you guys meet?
I know, the most beautiful name ever, right?
It is.
We met in high school.
So, wait, God, how long have you been dating? Almost 10 years?
Yeah, we've known each other for 10 years.
I love this. How does that not become a rock in your life? How's that not such a grounding force? I mean,
no, definitely.
Is it a grounding force?
Definitely, yeah.
So what does she say if you get, like, ego-y?
She definitely keeps it real with me. She's tough on me.
That's good.
It is good.
Look at this office.
Wow, oh my God. I remember like all these people.
Why don't we do headshots anymore, Ansel?
Whoa.
Remember we used to go to like dry cleaners and diners and there were headshots everywhere?
Wow. We used to have an epic ping pong rivalry, me and Brian.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Who won?
You know, it was pretty even. That's why it was a good rivalry. Oh, look, there I am. My dad took that photo.
By the way, that's your Anne Solo, like, on Spotify picture.
Oh.
Your dad took that?
Yep. We took it, in Brooklyn when I was, like, maybe 20. At nighttime, you had kind of, like, free time. You could kind of just roam around, and all the rooms were open. See, they have pianos in every room. So I'd come and play piano, sing.
I heard you say that you wish you could be like Prince, so you could just pick up any instrument and play it.
Yeah, you know, but that's... he worked on that for sure. This we used to tap dance in here. It's a good sound. Good light, right? This was a makeup room.
This is the ultimate perfect last question. Would you recommend it to other kids to come here?
Yeah. I'm very grateful for my time here, and it's all good memories. Even the, you know, rejection and all that kind of stuff. It's like it all sets you up for real life. And even if you don't get the role you want, you make it work and you put your heart and soul into it. And all the people you meet here and everyone is so passionate. And yeah, so I definitely recommend it. I loved coming here.
Thank you.
West Side Story is in theaters this Friday, December 10th. And may I just say that this is so much more than a film. It is the humanity and the revelation and the coming together that we all need. I can't wait for everyone to see it. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home. the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Let's get creative. Check out this fun idea.
Hey Drew, it's me, Dennis.
And Andrew, AKA the Crafty Lumberjacks.
Today we're gonna show you an easy and festive way on how to display all those holiday cards.
First, you wanna start with a branch or a birch log that you can purchase at a craft store and drill some holes in it.
Yep, you want three evenly spaced out holes on the bottom. We're actually gonna hang garland from there, and then one hole on the top right in the middle. And we're actually gonna use the top of an old hanger for that and just screw it right in.
But we're big fans about using what you have in your home, so you can even use a hook for this or even some twine to hang.
And now time for the garland. We're just using some faux garland and cutting them into about 3 foot long pieces and then hot gluing them right into the holes.
But here's an opportunity to bring real garland into your home. You can of course use real greenery.
Bring some of that outside in.
And that's pretty much it. Now you're ready to hang on your wall.
Now to attach the cards to the greenery, we're gonna keep it easy and use clothespins.
Yes, but we have to bling them up a little bit. We're gonna be using a little bit of washi tape for that.
You know, it's all about the details during this time of year.
Yes, so festive, so beautiful. You can customize this, personalize it however you'd like.
But it really is the perfect way to display all those thoughtful holiday cards you've received this year.
Happy holidays!
That's genius! Why didn't I think of that?
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Nothing says the holiday like some home cooking and some holiday movies. And guess what? Our next guest is actually going to bring us both of those wonderful things. Please take a look at her new movie, Blending Christmas.
Well, I took the liberty of printing out some of the lyrics. Not that I think you guys need them, but...
Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah, what about it?
It's not a Christmas song.
Of course it is.
It's an old Scottish folk song. It has nothing to do with Christmas.
Except for that it's sung at Christmas time.
It's sung at New Year's.
Okay, we can worry about that later.
Beautiful. Oh, I know, totally, me too. Yeah. Please welcome everybody, Haley
Dove! Thank you for having me.
You look excited.
So gorgeous.
So do you. I was looking at your hair. I was like, I like your hair, girl.
We were just talking, and I was like, you're inspiring me to want to go get some beachy highlights.
And I was watching you backstage, and I was like, her hair is darker, and I love it. It looks great.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this movie.
Thank you.
Please tell me about it.
Blending Christmas is like just a really great, feel-good, Lifetime Christmas movie. It's all the things you sort of expect with these Christmas stories of like love and family, and this one happens to have like a really crazy family, and we're blending our families at Christmas time. And the family also is very exciting because it's the Brady Bunch, which is like, doesn't everyone want their family to be the Brady Bunch?
It's like Peter and Greg.
It's the actual Brady Bunch, and they play all the aunts and uncles, and they're so cute together. They're so hilarious. It was really sweet.
I mean, how fun is this? Because that really was like all of our childhood fantasies was to live in the Brady Bunch.
Totally.
And I have two girls, and you have two
girls.
Yes,
I know. I sent you actually.
Club.
I know. I have to tell you, I love being a girl mom. I loved that I got sisters. Like, I grew up with sister, and I'm like, you know, I'm partial to the sister stuff. And
I mean, everybody loves your sister, Hillary Duff. Hello.
Yes. She's probably been here to see you. Has she been here?
No.
Oh.
No,
well, she's, she got to come do that.
Has come here, but I would love to see your sister.
Yeah. I think that was, for me, like, the most exciting thing about finding out I was having another girl. So I was like, I loved being a sister, and then now I have sisters, and people used to say to me, like, are you going to try for that boy? And I was like, no, we're not. We're good.
Yeah.
I love the sister family.
I love it
I'm
too.
Like, it's good. And I get to, like, spoil my nephew Luca's. The boy of our family, so.
That's Hillary's son.
Yes.
Yeah, he's, and she
has
three
so wonderful.
Kids now?
She has three.
That's amazing.
She got a set of sisters now, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, sisters and mothers and daughters and, oh, it's my journey in life. Something else that I am a big fan of, though, is eating, food,
yes.
Cooking. And I'm really excited because you have this awesome cooking show, Real Girls Kitchen.
Thank you.
And so you're going to teach us some stuff today.
Yes. And you know what's fun about Blending Christmas, too, is there's a cooking scene in it. So I actually got to, like, they call it stress baking in the movie. And when she gets stressed out by her family and this, like, bad proposal that's happening, she stress bakes, which is kind of similar to what I do in real life. I'm like, you've heard the expression, like, eat your feelings.
That's what I do all the time. In fact, yeah. I did it last night. but I usually stress takeout. And
oh,
I think there's a story where the origin story of this show was brought on by something about takeout menus.
Yes. Well, so you're talking about when my mom discovered my takeout menu drawer.
And that prompted this show?
It really did. It prompted me to learn how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd moved into my first house and I had this beautiful kitchen. And I didn't know how to feed myself. My mom's a great cook. My dad's a great cook. And so I never had to cook anything. They were always like, you know, feeding
and yet,
it up.
Look at all that you
and
made. Like,
and look how far I've come.
So guess what? The student becomes yes. the teacher. Take it away, Haley. What are we making?
Okay, so today we're going to make one of my favorite holiday recipes, mainly because I feel like we really indulge a lot in the holidays.
Yeah.
Hence the burrata under all that.
I'll take it.
Over there.
I love
but
a
I love
too.
A salmon during the holidays. It's like a little unexpected. So this is a really, really easy recipe. You're basically going to take your little whisk here. This is some honey, some Dijon mustard, a couple little spices in there. And you're just going to mix it all up.
I love
and what's,
honey.
And what it's going to do in the air fryer is it's going to kind of like caramelize and make it a little thicker. So it's going to stay in place versus like running off of the salmon. So we'll take our salmon and we'll just put it right in there.
God, this is
and it's gonna coat all over it. If you wanna get real crazy, you can leave it in like a marinade, but you really don't have to. The trick with the salmon is parchment paper. And it's one thing I really love to use with this recipe because have you ever cooked salmon and then the skin comes off on the pan and you're like, oh, this looks like a mess? The parchment paper will save your skin and you'll get that beautiful like crispy skin on the bottom, which also makes it easier when you're serving it to everybody. So preheating your air fryer, a couple minutes. This is nice and warm now. We're gonna take it out. Okay, so this is gonna just lay right into the bottom. And then you're gonna just put your salmon on top, skin side down. And I do like to keep a little of the sauce on the side that has not been contaminated with your raw salmon. So afterwards, you can add some extra sauce if you like things a little bit saucy. I'm gonna put that in. And depending on the size of your salmon, like 6 to 7 minutes. You don't want to go too crazy because then it'll be really dry. So we've got about 5 minutes on there, and that's probably gonna be plenty.
So tell me about this quiche because I'm not gonna lie, it's
amazing.
Honestly, I'm so excited about this quiche. Tell me about it.
Okay, so
I can have
quiche,
some.
I love. She's like boom, 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 just right in. This is one thing that I love during the holidays because you can make like an arugula salad to go with it, and it can mm-hmm. be a whole meal. But yeah, I just love this one. It has all different kinds of mushrooms in it.
I know this is like the display quiche, but I don't care.
Get it, girl. I'm like, how'd I do?
Quiche is one of my very favorite foods, too.
Oh, good. And it's like pretty easy to make. Is it good?
It's like that.
Yay! There's a Parmesan pecorino situation going on in there, too, that's pretty deadly.
It's very classical, you know?
Yes.
It gives you that really wonderful French mushroom delicious. I'm just going to try it.
Yeah, there's, like, creminis in there. There's all different kinds.
Oh, my God.
And then the recipe you guys can find on Drew's website.
So if
you
want to make
it, it's there.
So for all the recipes. Now, this beautiful crostini plate.
Yes.
And this is how somebody eats Brussels sprouts?
So my husband, when we first started dating, would not eat anything green. He's like a steak and potatoes, like not a green juice, nothing. Mm. And so I started making, isn't that crazy? Oh my, I was like, God, how do you survive that long with like not a vegetable? And he's very healthy, it makes no sense. So I started making Brussels sprouts, but I started making them with bacon. And then, of course, as you guys know, everything with bacon is better, so.
It really, really is.
That all is of a sudden, a vegetable is like amped up.
And then here we have the TV magic, the beautiful pinched salmon. Or
it looks so good.
Why break precedence now? Let's just go for
I know, I'm like, just give us the big one, girl.
Just give us the display salmon. It's really beautiful, and I will say, I've never seen a honey mustard with the real honey. It usually just comes already done.
Like pre-mixed?
Yes.
Well, so for me, I love the mouthfeel of those little grainy bits from like the whole grain mustard. It kind of has like the little bite to it.
And honey on food is really one of my very favorite combinations.
Honey anytime is like
exactly.
Great. Yeah.
Well, honey.
this is so fun. I loved cooking with you.
So happy to do this with you. Can we do this again?
Yes, anytime you tell me.
Thank you to Haley Duff. Try Haley's recipes. Visit our website at thedrewbarrymoreshow.com and make sure to see Blending Christmas. Yes. And it premieres December 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on Lifetime. We'll be right back.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. I know how precious and important your time is, and that is why I say thank you for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.